Okay, let's dive in. You know that feeling, right?
Yeah.
You just need to do something simple like book time off or, I don't know, update your address.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're clicking through five different systems, maybe sending an email into the void. Dealing with HR admin can feel like, well, a real headache sometimes.
That's such a common frustration. And it's precisely the kind of thing that our source material today is all about tackling. We're looking at Salesforce's announcement for their new Agentforce for HR service.
Yes, Agentforce.
Yeah, and this isn't just theory. It's an actual product aimed squarely at fixing those exact issues.
Right. So today we're really going to try and unpack Agentforce. What is it exactly? How's it supposed to work? And, you know, why might this actually be a pretty big deal for, well, for employees and the HR teams?
Absolutely. Let's start with the why. What are the core problems Agentforce is really setting out to solve here? What's the pain point?
Well, the article we looked at highlights that HR teams are really feeling the pressure. Something like 90% say they're already stretched thin.
90%? That's huge.
Yeah. And for employees, it's that constant switching.
Yeah.
You know, jumping between different apps and websites just for basic HR stuff. It's inefficient. It wastes time.
Definitely. It's that that mental friction, isn't it? Having to remember where to go, how to submit something. It adds up. And the article mentions some interesting stats on why companies are looking at solutions like this.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, HR leaders themselves apparently expect these AI agents to boost employee productivity by, get this, around 30%.
30%? Wow.
Yeah, and cut labor costs by nearly 19%. Now, that 30% productivity number, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Is that just the time saved clicking around?
Or is it less frustration, maybe? Yeah. Better focus?
Exactly. That could be a big part of it. It might not just be about saving minutes on a task, but, you know, improving the whole workday flow.
That's a really good point. It's about the overall experience, not just ticking boxes faster. Okay, so Agentforce comes into the picture as the potential fix. What is it, fundamentally?
So Agentforce for HR service is basically a new AI assistant. It's embedded directly within Salesforce's HR service platform.
Okay.
Think of it like a smart conversational AI agent that employees can talk to right inside of the tools they probably already use, like Slack or the company's employee portal.
So the idea is you handle HR tasks just by chatting. Like sending a message. No more hunting for forms or passwords.
That's the core concept. Make it feel natural, efficient. The source really stresses moving away from, you know, filing tickets for everything or trying to decipher those long policy documents nobody ever reads.
Yeah, I confess I've skimmed a few of those. Okay, sounds convenient. But the article also says it's more than just a chatbot. What makes it smarter? What's going on underneath?
Right, good question. That's key. It's powered by some pretty serious Salesforce tech. It uses their data cloud, which acts as like a central hub for employee information.
Yeah.
Then there's something called the Atlas Reasoning Engine that sounds like the AI brain figuring out the context of what you're asking.
Mm.
And crucially, it uses MuleSoft for integration. MuleSoft is basically the connector. It lets Agentforce talk to all the other systems, payroll, benefits, whatever the company uses to pull real-time, accurate info.
Gotcha. So it's not working off some static FAQ list. It's actually connected to the live HR environment, pulling personalized policy-based answers. That makes sense. Okay, let's make this concrete. What can an employee actually do with this thing day to day?
Well, a big one is conversational task management. So like you said, instead of a form for changing your address or requesting PTO, you just type it up.
I need to book next Friday off.
Well, yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Or I moved, need to update my address. Agentforce can then guide you or maybe just handle it directly.
That sounds much simpler. What about policy questions, like specific stuff about benefits?
Yeah, that's where the personalized policy aware part comes in. The article uses a good example, asking, am I eligible for a gold corporate card? Agentforce can look at your profile, know your job role, check the actual company policy for that card, and give you a specific yes or no, and maybe the why. No more digging through policy docs yourself.
Huge time saver. I can see that.
Mm.
What other everyday HR things does it cover?
Automated case tracking is another one. You know, if you've put in for leave or maybe you're waiting on a payroll fix.
Yeah, wondering where it's at.
Right. You can just ask Agentforce, what's the status of my leave request? And it should be able to pull the latest update. It gives you visibility, reduces that just checking in email traffic.
Less anxiety about things getting lost. I like that. What about the really common stuff like time off balances and expenses?
It aims to streamline those too. Requesting time off, canceling it, checking your balance, submitting expenses all through that chat interface.
Does it check policies for expenses too? Like if you try to submit something outside policy.
Yeah, it can validate against policy rules and handle the submission, hopefully cutting down on errors and that annoying back and forth if something's not quite right.
And updating personal details. Name changes, phone numbers, that always seems fiddly.
It's supposed to be much easier. Just tell AgentForce what changed, and it should update the relevant systems behind the scenes.
Okay, this all sounds really effective for the standard, everyday HR tasks. But what about, you know, more sensitive situations? The article mentioned escalation with empathy. How does that work?
Yeah, this is an important point. It's not meant to replace human interaction entirely, especially for complex or sensitive issues.
Like bereavement leave, maybe?
Exactly. Or other situations needing real empathy. The system is designed to detect the sentiment, the tone of the conversation. If it flags something as sensitive, it won't try to handle it like a simple request.
So what does it do?
It intelligently hands off the conversation to a live HR person. Seamlessly. So the employee gets the right kind of support, the human touch, when it's really needed.
That's a really smart approach, balancing the tech with the human element. Okay, let's flip this around.
Yeah.
What about the HR professionals? How does AgentForce help them?
There are some potentially big benefits for the HR teams, too. One is AI-powered response suggestions.
How does it work?
When an HR person is replying to an employee query in their console, AgentForce can actually draft suggested responses. These are designed to be empathetic, accurate, and compliant with policies.
So, like, an AI assistant helping them write replies faster and more consistently?
Pretty much, yeah. It could really boost their efficiency. And remember that MuleSoft integration we talked about?
Yeah, connecting all the systems.
That's huge for HR, too.
Yeah.
It gives them a single, unified view of all the relevant employee data. So when they do get involved, they have the full context right there. No more hunting through different systems themselves.
It beats things up. Better support. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And how does it change their main workspace, the HR service console?
It basically turns the console into like an AI-powered command center. Hmm. It gets smarter search, a full history of interactions, engagement data, all surfaced with AI insights. It helps them understand employee needs better, maybe even spot trends.
It sounds like Salesforce has really bet on this internally, too. The article mentions they were customer zero. How did that go?
Yeah, that's a strong signal, isn't it? They rolled it out to their own global workforce first. And the numbers they shared are, well, pretty striking.
Like what?
They mentioned resolving over 10 million employee inquiries via their employee portal.
10 million.
And achieving a 96% self-service resolution rate. Think about that. 96% of issues handled without needing direct HR intervention.
That's incredible. That must free up a massive amount of HR time. Did they give specific examples of processes it helped with?
They did. They pointed to things like open enrollment for benefits always complex, plus relocation support, and handling well-being reimbursements. These are all areas that typically generate lots of questions and paperwork.
So automating those would make a huge difference internally. Okay, sounds promising. When can other companies actually get their hands on this?
So the article says the underlying parts, the AgentForce platform, the HR service console, the employee portal updates, those are now live, available now. But the full rollout, specifically the customizable HR actions within Slack and the portal, the really conversational parts for specific tasks that's slated for June 2025.
Ah, okay. So the foundation is there, but the full conversational power across different tasks is coming next year.
Got it. So bringing this all together then, what's the big picture here? What's the main takeaway from AgentForce?
I think the core message is that this represents a really significant step in modernizing how companies handle employee support and just, well, HR operations in general. It's using conversational AI and, importantly, that deep data integration to try and create a smoother, way more efficient experience.
Right. Moving away from those clunky old processes we started with.
Yeah.
For employees, it sounds like easier access, faster answers.
Exactly. Less friction.
And for HR teams, it's about offloading that admin burden, right? So they can focus on more strategic stuff, more human-centric work.
That's the goal. It tackles those initial frustrations head on by offering a more intuitive way to interact with HR while giving HR powerful tools to manage everything more effectively.
Okay. So final thought as we wrap up. With AI like AgentForce stepping into HR, how else might this change the employee experience? Or even what HR does? You know, what other clunky manual workplace processes out there feel ripe for this kind of smart automation? Definitely something to ponder.